Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Psychology of Turning Ideas into Action. Now, let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs lose their best ideas in the first 3 seconds after thinking them. Not because the ideas are bad, but because they immediately tell themselves why it won't work before writing it down. Think about it. How many times have you had that spark of inspiration only to watch your mind immediately flood with reasons why it's impossible, why someone else is already doing it, or why you're not qualified to pursue it? This is your brain's default protection mode kicking in. Research from Stanford shows we generate 3.2 negative responses for every positive one when evaluating our own ideas. It's evolutionary programming designed to keep us safe, but in business, it keeps us stuck. This is why most side hustlers stay trapped in planning mode instead of testing mode. They're fighting their own psychology before they even begin. Successful entrepreneurs understand something crucial. They use the capture first, judge later rule. Write every idea down immediately, no matter how ridiculous it seems. Jeff Bezos kept an ideas notebook that included selling books online, which seemed completely absurd for a hedge fund analyst at the time, but he captured it instead of dismissing it. The psychology of turning ideas into action reveals that momentum beats perfection every single time. Your brain needs evidence of forward movement. The simple act of capturing ideas creates psychological momentum that makes execution feel inevitable rather than impossible. You're essentially training your subconscious to see possibilities instead of problems. Let me share a personal example. Last year, I had a random thought during my morning shower about creating productivity templates for remote teams. My first instinct was everyone's doing productivity stuff. But I wrote it down anyway. That weekend, I spent 2 hours creating one simple template and posted it on Twitter. It got 500 retweets. I created a basic landing page, pre-sold 50 templates for $29 each, and made $1,450 before the product even existed. That stupid shower thought became a $15,000 side business in 90 days, but only because I captured it instead of dismissed it. Here's what you do starting today. Keep a simple notes app open on your phone called Ideas. Every time you think that would be cool or I wish someone made, immediately open that app and write one sentence. No analysis, no research, just capture. Set a phone reminder for Sunday evenings to review your week's ideas. Pick the one that excites you most and spend exactly 1 hour on it. Create a landing page, post on social media, or call one potential customer. Just 1 hour of action on your captured idea. Your next million-dollar idea might come to you in the next 3 seconds. The question is, will you capture it or kill it? Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.